Well, if music be the food of love, play on, as the saying goes. So we've had the food, now for the music and the love. And someone who is indeed still playing on is pianist Richard Clayderman. Richard's career spans 6 decades and he's recorded more than 1,400 pieces. He recently talked to Rachel Banham about his long career and his latest studio album. Here's James.
It seems like only yesterday that Richard Clayderman rose to fame with his beautiful rendition of Ballade pour Adeline. Incredibly, that was 45 years ago, and his latest album sees Richard work again with Paul de Senneville, his longtime collaborator and composer of the 1977 signature recording that set him on the path to become a worldwide star, selling 22 million copies in 38 countries. The album, Forever Love, which was recorded last year in Paris, features 4 original compositions by Paul, as well as renditions of modern classics including Coldplay's Viva La Vida and Ed Sheeran's Perfect Symphony. There were also classical favourites including The Waltz of the Flowers and the Radetzky March. Richard says, "At the time, all of my live dates had been cancelled or postponed due to the pandemic. So I wanted to do something new for everyone as it had been such a long time since I'd been in the studio. I started to listen to some of my old favourites, which brought back such wonderful memories, and I also thought it would be fun to take on some more unexpected tracks, such as from Ed Sheeran. It was wonderful to team up with Paul once again to create some new compositions too, as that's where the story really began." Richard kept busy during the pandemic, practicing his beloved piano and uploading video messages to keep fans up to date on his news. It was very sad, but every day I practiced on my piano, not to forget all the titles that I do on stage, he said. "Now I prefer to work, to travel, to do my concerts because touring is very special. When he is on tour, Ballade pour Adeline is constantly popular. I noticed that at every concert, the audience is waiting for Ballade pour Adeline," he says. "It's very important for me, this title, this melody, and it's always a pleasure for me to play this title as a solo part or with musicians or with string section. It's part of my heart." Richard trained at the Conservatoire de Paris in his native France. He has sold more than 90 million albums and has been heralded as the Prince of Romance. I think it's nice because my music is romantic," he says. "I try to bring my sensitiveness, my emotion when I play the piano. It's my style and I like to play these melodies like that." It has also been said that Richard has arguably done more to popularise the piano than anyone since Beethoven. Richard explains that he sees his music as a good bridge towards classical music for children, for example, looking to take up the piano. He says, "When I was 2, 3 or 4 years old, I started to play the piano at the start of my life, you know? Every day I play the piano. Every day I play 3 or 4 hours a day, even when I'm in concert. In the mornings always I practice. It is really part of my life. Every day I play the piano and it is special for me. It is very, very important." Now his fans have Forever Love to enjoy, and some of his earlier studio albums have recently been released digitally too. Richard played at the Bahrain National Theatre this March and toured Central America in May. He is due to appear on stage in Dublin, Ireland in September. He is keen to return to the UK at some point too. "It will be very great for me to be back in your country. It would be fine," he said. "And I always try to play with my heart and I try to give my emotions." He adds, "With my piano, I have the possibility to go everywhere all around the world. I like London. Every city is very special for me. England is very important for me. A few years ago, I had a big success in England and in the UK generally. And that is why it's very important for me to be back and to speak to my audience."
James, and good luck to Richard with that new album.